Clean, safe drinking water is essential to our bodies and to the health of our schools and communities. There are 5 water treatment plants on the Clackamas River that draw water from the river. That water is filtered, cleaned, and purified to ensure that it is safe for us to drink.
Because the Clackamas River flows through towns and farmlands, and alongside highways and streets, the health of the river is strongly influenced by the activities of people who live nearby. This following rap story shows us some of the challenges to maintaining a healthy river for clean, safe drinking water, and what we can do to help.
Now here's a rap to get you thinking what it takes to make clean water for drinking, how the Clackamas River and me and you, we're all connected, yes it's true. Healthy water, healthy food, fish, plants, birds, schools, towns, we're all affected by the water that flows in the river to our homes and schools, through our bodies and so. Boys and girls, draw near, lend an ear, do some thinking about working together for the river and clean, safe water for drinking. If you wanna lend a hand, gotta understand, get it into your head, what's going down with the Clackamas River watershed. So go back with me 100 years or so, that's right, a long, long time ago. My friends back then, when the rain came down, didn't fall on sidewalk, parking lot, concrete street. It fell on soft ground, into the soil it would seep, to the roots of the trees, to the underground lakes we call the aquifers, it would creep. Lot of rain back then didn't hit the ground, big trees growing all around, drank rain right out of the sky. Good for the cottonwood, fir, cedar, alder trees grew so high. But more than 100 years ago, Clackamas River region started to grow and grow and grow. Such a nice place to live, you know. And of course, Clackamas River became a drinking water source. Water running so pristine and clean. But more and more, more people came. Built towns, farms, mills, streets, sidewalks, parking lots. Landscape began to change. Seemed like hour by hour, railroads, highways, dams making hydroelectric power. It's all good, but I'm thinking, how's that affect clean water for drinking? You see, now my friend, when the rain comes down, falls on rooftops, sidewalks, highways, parking lots, can't soak into that ground, washes down through the streets of your neighborhood, over farm fields, nurseries, factories. And what washes into the river doesn't do the river much good. You got exhaust particles, motor oil, soap suds from people on the street washing their cars, pesticides and fertilizers from farms and yards, industrial pollution, litter and pet waste too. Hey you, take a plastic bag, pick up that dog poo. Makes it hard to make clean drinking water for me and you. Remember this and it'll do some good. Front lawn, backyard, farm, factory, sidewalk, playground in your neighborhood. To the Clackamas River, it's all connected. And by the water in the river, we're all affected. Upstream, downstream, get it into your head. We're all living in the Clackamas River watershed. And it's people that make the pollution, and it's people that can be the solution. We gotta work together, takes a village to make things better. Talk it up, think it out, lend a hand and such. Take care of the Clackamas River, it gives us so much. Talk it up, think it out, lend a hand and such. Take care of the Clackamas River, it gives us so much. And in the end, my friend, you know I'm thinking, it's gonna make it easier to make clean water for drinking. Yeah, in the end, my friend, I hope you're thinking, I can help to make it easier to make clean water for drinking.